Hey guys, it's Chester back with another episode of the Honest Cinema Podcast. Today I want to talk about this post I did on Instagram on December 4th. It talks about how Ono has a very distinct and specific way he cuts audio in monologues or narrations. The example I decided to post there is Ryusei Kacho, which everyone should watch and is freely available on YouTube if they haven't seen it yet, because it's a really great example of what I'm talking about here. I'm really talking about the scenes where it seems like it's just like a clip show. It's just a narration that's, while the narration is going on, it seems like you see a variety of, it could be stills, it could be video. But really, if you pay attention to the rhythm that's going on, the video is being edited at a pace that's relative to the narration. So I wrote here, in these types of scenes, the footage shown can be described as a clip show of B-roll, right? Visually, it's kind of like B-roll, but really the cutting is very rhythmic and dictated by the phrasing of their narration. They're not random, right? So I think at first viewing, I think it's very easy for you to think that it's random and that he's just cutting willy-nilly, but really it's not. And as a matter of fact, as a result of this specific method, the resulting works feel distinctly Ono. And as a hardcore fan, I love the aesthetic. When I'm editing my own vlogs and videos, I try to capture the same style through intuition of how they feel. When I had a grasp for the method, I dissected Ono's editing to verify my hypothesis, and it was true. So yeah, even today, I was going through some of my old projects. Some of my old projects that I didn't post on YouTube, and kind of fixing it up a little bit, maybe doing like a director's cut, you could call it. And I noticed that I think at the time, I'm not sure if at the time I had formalized kind of my theory on Ono's audio editing, so to speak. But even then, you could see that it was cutting in this kind of style. And I think it's because I had some sort of intuitive sense of what it was after watching so much of Ono's work, that even if I didn't have a sort of written down theory, I could recreate the style somewhat reliably. But anyway, here's the Ono's editing method. So what he'll first separate the audio into its major sections, defined by where the big pauses are. So if you have like a monologue and there's just like a long, like let's say, Luke, you do not need. What is the monologue? Luke, you do not yet realize your power. God, I can't believe I forgot this monologue. You've only begun to discover your power. Join me and together. Right, there are pauses within a monologue, right? He will cut them up so that we know where the big sentences are, where the big phrases are, where the big paragraphs are. And this could be multiple sentences for a slower scene, or it could be phrases within a sentence for a fast-paced scene. And I think in this example that I chose, which you can see on the post, Ryusei Kacho, the opening scene of Ryusei Kacho, especially is a great example because in the beginning it starts off relatively slow. I think there's some shots that include multiple sentences, whereas later on it's very fast-paced. He's breaking down even within a word for different shots. And after he cuts this up into different shots, or into his different sections, sorry, the audio, to emphasize each new section, he cuts to a new shot, giving each section its own visual. The visual change from cutting creates impact. And I think that's the general theory, that's the general gist of what's going on. But, you know, I don't want to leave it just there. In terms of details, Ono will give more room after the phrase than before the phrase. In other words, he won't immediately cut away after a phrase is done. But once he does cut to a new shot, the new phrase will begin relatively early on. I think generally what I've noticed is that, you know, maybe it's like two frames or three frames of silence before the beginning of a sentence. So let's say one of the sections is, "Hi, my name is Chester," right? Let's say this section is the monologue is, "Hi, my name is Chester. I'm living in New York." Right. So, "Hi, my name is Chester," obviously, is the first sentence, so it has its own shot. But what happens is, "Hi, my name is Chester," right? The R sound has a sort of echoing and trailing off effect. And during that trailing off, he'll cut there so that it's kind of subtle L cuts to the next shot. And so once you get to the block that is supposed to say, "I live in New York," right? That was the second sentence that I declared. "I live in New York." But really what it is, "I live in New York." Right. So the R sound from the end of Chester is trailed off, and that is in the second shot and not in the first shot. So let's see, where did I leave off here? There's always some space before the phrase, there's always some space before the phrase begins if available, just not nearly as much as after the phrase ends. Right, so after the phrase ends, nearly as much as after the phrase ends. It's a little bit complicated. I mean, I think it depends on the context as well. I tend to, in my own execution of it, go for a methodology where there's two or three frames in the beginning before the beginning of the sentence, and then I sell L cuts if it's possible. If it's not possible, then it's just not possible. And I think hitting the ballpark there will get you basically indeterminate. You can't tell the difference between something that auto cut and U cut. When the audio is so fast, such that there's little room between each phrase, then it cuts so fast that there's a subtle echo from the previous shots, last syllable trailing off, which is what I talked about with the "Hi, I'm Chester, I'm living in New York." But the key I want to emphasize is the cut never occurs after the phrase has begun. Right. So it will never, ever happen at "Hi, I'm Chester, I live in New York." And it will never happen at "I," after "I," or any time after "I started," right, in the "I live in New York." That's kind of the key. The key is, it feels like, what it feels like is that every time a new sentence starts, that's when the new shot begins. In reality, that's not necessarily what happens. There's a little bit of a buffer. There's even a little bit of an L cut, subtle L cut, very subtle L cut. You'll never notice it if you're just experiencing the movie. But that's sort of the craftsmanship behind it, right? There's always, you know, the craftsman always knows more about the work than the person just enjoying the end product. So, and perhaps to the person enjoying the end product, it's much more simple and naive, or it seemed obvious how it was created, and yet the craftsman really went to lengths to create it in a specific way. In other words, he might use a subtle L cut over the last syllable, as I talked about, but never a J cut. This method is very subtle, and as a normal viewer, you never realize what he's doing. If you try to pay attention, you'll feel the cuts when the new phrase begins. But if you truly dissect it frame by frame, in, say, a premiere, you'll find that his rule is as described above. It's this difference of a few frames that makes the impact. And I wrote at the end, "See the attached clips for examples of where Ono uses this methodology, even adhering during rapid cuts." So yeah, these posts, these podcast episodes that I'm doing recently, they're basically companion pieces to the Instagram post. So you'll have to look on the Instagram. I'll link it in the description, of course, for easier access. But the examples I gave were, one, Yusei Kacho, which is probably the best example, I think, of this method. And then the other example is Shikijitsu. Both are pretty pretty obscure, I think, like compared to, say, Shin Godzilla or NGE or even Karakano and Nadia. I don't think a lot of people know about Yusei Kacho. And then even if people know about Shikijitsu, everyone complains that it's hard to find. I don't think it's that hard to find. I've been able to find it pretty easily early on. You just got to work a little harder. You know, come on, guys. I think my audience is pretty young as a sort of demographic. You guys can figure it out how to watch Shikijitsu if you're actually motivated enough to watch Shikijitsu. So, but that's all I have for you today. I really like this post. I think it's It was the beginning of my realization that I needed to write about what I was thinking about in terms of filmmaking or cinematic techniques onto Ono Cinema, rather than kind of trying to pander to my audience of Ono fans or Evangelion fans. And I started doing YouTube video essays as well, and this is really the video that I would most want to make a video for, except it just seems like pretty difficult to do so, because I would have to visualize how the frames work and do like a screen grab of, or like a screen movie capture of Premiere on the frame thing. But I'm glad I had the opportunity to do like at least a podcast episode of this technique. And I hope you check out the sort of original Instagram post to see further what I'm talking about. But thanks again, guys, for listening and checking this episode out. I'll see you guys next time.